Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Oh, my God. I almost missed it. I can't have that. Oh, yeah. It's Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also already the 24th day of June. God, if you can believe that. 2020. It's 12:04 Pacific time. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by Henry Shively and John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mixed up with me and John today. It is currently 77 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're expecting a high of 80 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. I wish I was camping. That's all I can say about that. And that being said, how's the weather today out there in Nazi Joyzy, John?
Well, Henry, over here in the northeastern seaboard state of Nazi Jersey, at about 120 feet above sea level mean, we've got 86 degrees in the shade. Mostly sunny skies out there. We got a couple of high puffy clouds that block it out a little bit now and then. And other than that, like I said, it feels like the middle of July or even August right now.
Yeah, when we get 90s in June, that's when I fear the fires, you know, in California, and the smoke can choke into death. But, is there anything irking your ass particular that you lead this morning?
And for people that don't realize, that's kind of an inside joke, because me and Henry were talking just before the radio show here about someone had sent an email to Henry, in which he forwarded to me, you know, basically saying I didn't know shit about Bitcoin and a couple other subject matters. But, you know, me and Henry were talking about, too, just the state of the country and how this playbook, we've seen it before. We say, oh, that's right, communist China and over there in Soviet Russia, they're doing the same thing, people. The technology may be different. The names of the people involved are different, but the overall objective is the same, and that is the institution of international communism, which is nothing more than universal slavery. And so me and Henry were talking a little bit about that, and I don't know if he wants to start with that and what's the current state of this process that we're being subjected to. What do we want to talk a little bit about this email and how Bitcoin, according to one guy, well, that's real money.
Well, the thing is, you're not supposed to talk about Bitcoin anymore. We'll go ahead and hit this one about Oregon issues face mask order and exempts non-white people.
Well, now wait, Henry, I hope you're wearing your face mask right now, even though you're sitting in your room by yourself with your computer, because I see people driving in their cars on their own, windows up because they got the air conditioning on, and by God, they're wearing their slave muzzle.
I am, but I'm wearing it on my ass.
Okay.
That being said, we'll be right back.
Next day gone, sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the guarded gate. There's not much time left today. Life is a
thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively
and John D.
You know, Henry, during the radio break, to show solidarity with you, I took my slave muzzle off and I put it on my ass like you did. And, you know, it's just not comfortable, so I took it off.
It ain't. It feels weird, man. But when you fart, it makes you feel better.
Oh, yeah. Well, it captures all the great essence of the fart, and you can make a perfume out of it.
There you go. Anyways, let's take a look at this. Oregon issues face mask order that it exempts non-white people. This is from New York.
No, Henry, isn't that discriminatory?
Well, it's even worse than that, because COVID-19 is actually a discriminatory virus, because we've been told that it attacks black people worse than it attacks white people. So you would think that black people would need more protection than white people, and this would actually be racist in itself.
No, wait, Henry, are we talking about a virus, or are we talking about the police?
We're talking about the whole lie in total.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Okay. This is from the New York Post. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Lincoln County, Oregon, that's over by the coast, by Newport, has exempted non-white people from a new order requiring that face coverings be worn in public to prevent racial profiling. I love this. Health officials announced last week residents must wear face coverings in public settings where they may come in within 6 feet of another individual who is not from the same household. But people of color do not have to follow the new rule if they have, quote, heightened concerns about racial profiling or harassment over wearing the mask, officials said. No person shall...
Wait, do they still have to maintain at least the 6 feet?
No.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, they've really gone overboard with this. Okay.
Okay. No person shall intimidate or harass people who do not comply, health officials said. With mask requirements becoming more common, activists have raised concerns that the directives could put non-white people in danger, but not white people. For many black people, deciding whether or not to wear a bandana in public to protect themselves and others from contracting coronavirus is a lose-lose situation that can result in life-threatening consequences either way. Renika Moore, director of the ACLU Racial Justice Program, told CNN. Trayvon Logan, who is black, said orders to wear face coverings are basically telling people to look dangerous, giving racial stereotypes that are out there. Now, the cowboys were the first ones to wear bandanas, by God.
and then the bank robbers.
And then the bank robbers. This is the largest context of black men fitting the description of a suspect who has a hood on, who has a face covering on, Logan, an economist professor at Ohio State University, told the outlet. Well, what if they're looking for a white guy with a mask on? And all the white people have a mask on.
A black guy wearing a mask and a hoodie.
Yeah, exactly, man. What if they're like, he had a mask on, I think, could you tell what color he was? Yeah, he was white. And then aren't they going to be profiling white people with goddamn face masks on? Which will be the only ones out there?
I know that in the world of liberalism, you can't discriminate against a white person.
Oh, that's right. You can't. But I mean, by an Indian people, we don't do that here. But I mean, I just brought this up because it's actually fucking funny. It's stupid. And like every fucking thing they're doing, the face mask is like the slave collar. It's like I think it was the ancient Egypt where they had the slaves had to wear the face mask just because they weren't royalty, just so that they would know that they were the lowly fucking goddamn fucking plebes and coolies and fucking slaves. And this face mask shit is not going to fucking fly. You can try.
Are they trying to bring us full circle?
I don't know.
You know, back to the paradigms of slavery. Well, you're going to wear that slave muzzle like they did in ancient Egypt or in Rome, you know, or right here in America when a slave got uppity, they put the muzzle on him.
Well, all they've had is the face mask and the 6 feet. I mean, that's a lay down, roll over. You know, you trained a dog or two in your time, I got to believe. And that's lay down and roll over and heal. And this is these orders are absolutely 110% unfucking lawful, and it is treason and sedition to even issue them, let alone take a private fucking unlawful fucking Blackwater USA policing force, private policing force, and try to fucking enforce it. It is unlawful. It is an attack on the people. It's fucking war. You want to want a war over fucking face masks? I'm not wearing no fucking face mask. And fuck shove your 6 feet up your ass. Because it's all bullshit, and we all know it's bullshit. But you've watched them more and more. Everybody's got a goddamn fake fucking face mask on, except for the people out in public. The people out in public here, where I'm at, it's rare to see a goddamn face mask today because everybody's getting madder and madder about this fucking idea that somebody's going to tell us what to fucking do. The only way you can tell me that I have to have a face mask on is you have to file in a common law court. And they have to give me complete procedural due process. And they better have a goddamn good reason why I've got to wear a face mask, and they better be able to convince 12 fucking common law jurists to give that order, because the common law jurist is the only fucking body that can give me an order in this fucking country. Some cocksucker who is just a fucking working for a corporation can't come up and go, we're the corporation that's running this area here, and we're working on the Uniform Commercial Code, and we can order you to put a face mask on. Well, no, you fucking can't. But we have a contract with the state, and we're taking over that fiduciary responsibility. You may fucking very well be, but you cannot have that fucking authority even through a contract, because every contract depends on an authority. And your authority can't come from that fiduciary, because that fiduciary under the 9th article cannot have that authority. Cannot have it. It's against the law to even try it for anyone in the fucking federal or state government in the fiduciary, if it existed, which it doesn't. And as far as your goddamn corporation, hey, Walmart can tell me to fucking put a mask on too. But I am the fucking goddamn sovereign of this country. I can say, get the fuck out of this country, Walmart. You will not do business here. Well, I am the fucking authority. We are the jurisdiction, we the people. So take your fucking goddamn communist store and get the fuck out. And we'll have the mom and pop stores come back, and they can decide if they want our goddamn dollars, or whether they want to try and tell us we have what we can fucking have to wear to come in their goddamn store and give them our goddamn money. That's how that works. No authority for none of this shit. And this ain't the only fucking place that's going on either. I got here, Inslee announces mandatory face mask rule for Washington State. This is a mandatory face mask rule. We don't live by fucking rules here, people. We have fucking ratified absolute law. And this fucking rule, and the son of a bitch, and even the son of a bitch saying it, violates that fucking law. And it is absolute fucking law, and it is treason and sedition to fucking, to knowingly, and with malice and forethought, fucking violate that law. You cannot violate us as individuals. If you want fucking, you would have to take each individual person in Washington into a common law court, and it would have to be an individual in their individual capacity. No fucking government fucking stooge, if there was even a government, which there isn't, especially a fucking corporate piece of shit, can just fucking say, you gotta do it, and or else I'll have my private security here fuck with you. Well, your private security will be in the fucking ground, cocksucker. That's what's about to happen. I mean, you watching this shit in Seattle? Okay, now, if goddamn it, what if that was a bunch of American nationals went there and took over that fucking 3-block area? And they took over the goddamn little, I think it was some kind of government office there. And they started holding elections for a fucking sheriff and a constable and a fucking coroner. And for a fucking, for a common law judge to be sworn in the common law. And they started fucking exercising the fucking superior supreme law of this land. And started living like we're supposed to, like the fucking law says. Now they would send a goddamn army, a foreign army if they had to, and they would try to slaughter your ass. But when a bunch of fucking Bolsheviks get out on the fucking streets, calling themselves anarchists, and just fucking take, oh, everybody, oh, we got to, this is an experiment, we got to just let this shit go on. No, this is what we're supposed to squash. What they are doing is in violation of our fucking law. It is not only our right, it is our fucking duty, our neglected fucking duty, to fucking go in there and blast their fucking asses out of the way. And then hold that area, put in that common law court, elect that common law sheriff by the people, elect that fucking coroner by the people, elect that fucking judge by the people, and start prosecuting the motherfuckers all. Go get that bitch, that fucking goddamn mayor first. The mayor of fucking Seattle. Go get her fucking ass. She goes first. You put out an arrest warrant for her, and you go fucking arrest her. And you bring her fucking ass in, and you put her in the clink. And then you have the grand jury fucking indictment. And then you bring her sorry fucking ass into a court of the people. With 12 jurors who are the only people who have the authority to give orders to any other fucking people in this, to any individual in this country. And then you show them where this fucking bitch has committed high treason and fucking sedition. You prove it beyond a shadow of fucking doubt, there is no problem doing it. All you have to do is be able to read at a third grade level and then fucking just fucking their own documents that they've signed are fucking treason, and they're easily proven treason. And then you take that fucking bitch out there in the town square, and you fucking hang her ass for fucking treason by order of a common law jury. And you watch fucking what happens then. When you start applying the true law and the true liberty and freedom that is supposed to be in this goddamn country. Now, say they want this fucking anarchy. That's why I said all along it was fucking, it's nothing more than fucking another fucking angle at communism. And that's all it's fucking been. So all you fucking anarchists out there, you get ready to get it too. I see your small little fucking numbers that they're trying to make look big. You're nothing. We'll wipe your fucking asses out. Faced with a recent uptick in confirmed COVID-19, and you know, they're coming out to these guys, they had right here in Chiloquin, in this fucking little piss hole. They had a fucking thing over there doing COVID testing. They'd been doing that. That's what they're going out in the fucking road. They're going everywhere to do this fucking testing. And oh, geez, there's a big jump in the numbers. Well, that's because you do 10 zillion more tests, which are only about 40, give 40% fucking inaccurate fucking results. And you can fuck with the numbers all you want, can't ya? I mean, once you've given the test, it's just like this vote by mail shit they're trying to, they're trying to push it on the whole country now. And then Trump's, that's filled with the rot. Yeah, it is rot with fucking fraud. I have fucking proved it. I've seen the fucking ballots printed, 1,400 of them outside of the city limits for a city fucking election. I've seen it my own eyes. Reported it, and it was buried because the fucking Masons are running your goddamn country. And only a Mason can fucking be a part of the fucking corp that can fucking go to the fucking corporate judges and have somebody persecuted. Not prosecuted, persecuted. And it don't stop until we quit fucking around. Beat these fucking punks out of the goddamn streets and take the fucking country back and put it under law and order. And anarchy is not law and order. The fucking Bill of Rights is. And it's equal fucking justice for every motherfucker on an equal playing field. That's why you don't want it. Because you can't run it. Oh, gangs would be like, fucking gangs will run it. Oh, this gang runs this block. That's what you're talking about here. You're talking about gangs running different areas across this fucking country. Ain't going to happen. We'll kill every fucking one of you. We are going to have peace and tranquility. We are going to have the American dream where I can think what I want to think and I can do what I want to do so long as I'm not violating another's rights. And there is nobody telling me what I'm going to wear or how far I'm going to stand from somebody. Shove it up your fucking ass. I'd rather be fucking dead than be your slave. Get it through your fucking head. And I ain't alone. COVID-19 in certain parts of the state, Governor Jay Inslee announced Thursday that the state is imposing a mandatory. You cannot do it. Where's your authority? I want to see your fucking authority, you fucking cocksucker. Oh, well, here's my contract with the state that says that we're going to run the state for the state under the Uniform Commercial Code. No good, buddy. Violates the 9th article. Creates an authority that allows you to deny and disparage my fucking rights, which are fucking absolute law. That makes you a fucking traitor. That makes you a goddamn insurrectionist. That makes you a fucking candidate for the fucking rope. you piece of shit. Tuesday, state imposing a mandatory requirement that people wear masks when they are outside their homes as officials struggle to contain the virus. There is no fucking virus, and you fucking know it. And this whole thing started, we talked about Goebbels saying, you know, if you're going to tell a lie, tell the most outrageous lie and keep telling it and telling it. You tell me that ain't what is happening right now. The commercials, every fucking thing you see. I mean, you could call up for the fucking IRS. You get a COVID-19 fucking little message along with your shit. Any state office, I mean, every fucking where they can shove this fucking shit, they're doing it. Because that's what they have to do. Because it is an outrageous, fucking blatant, fucking lie. And we're never going to believe it. Because every time you say COVID-19, we're saying liar, liar, liar. We can do it too. And we got the fucking truth on our side. How about that, you son of a bitch? The governor said the new mandate, which is reiterated, which he reiterated, is legal requirement. A legal requirement in violation of the fucking law. That's what that fucking is, people. It is a corporate legal requirement. Corporation does not run this fucking country. There was never no fucking acquiescence by the people for a corporation to run this country. What they did was in violation of the fucking supreme superior law of this country. When they fucking created a charter for a United States corporation that was going to fucking not only run the country but own the people and all their fucking assets in this country. That's when they should have been fucking wiped out. And every day since, it has been another count. So there's about a zillion fucking counts of fucking treason and sedition that we need to deal with here. And that's all we need to deal with. And rather than these cocksuckers being arrested after they have already announced, even on the mainstream, that they do not have the fucking authority, they cannot have the fucking authority to order us to do any fucking thing because it is a violation of the supreme superior people ratified fucking law of this land. Oh, they're just doing it some more. And your boy fucking Trump up there, he's glad it's happening because it's happening in Democrat states. You piece of fucking shit. You leader of the fucking communists in the United States of America. And all you fucking Trump-tards, you're fucking communists too. And if you're going out there and you're voting that corporate straw man, you're a fucking communist too. Until you say fuck all of this shit. We're taking this country back. The people are going to have control. Then the people will make a decision as to how we will fucking implement a government that can never touch our fucking Bill of Rights again to deal with a couple of issues like international fucking wars or international incidents. As in, all we really need is goddamn ambassadors. That's all we really fucking need. You're not going to deal. I guarantee you're not going to. There ain't going to be no fucking commerce clause, and there ain't going to be no general welfare clause. You can fucking forget about it. That 14th Amendment's fucking gone, you motherfuckers. We're not the subjects anymore. You're going to be, if you work for the fucking government, you're going to be our bitch. And that's why, and everybody wants to call you a bitch, you're going to go, yes, sir. No, sir. Or else you can take your fucking walking papers out the door. It ain't going to be you can't be fired like it is under this fucking unlawful corporation. Your fucking walking papers will be handed to you by the American National standing in front of you. Get the fuck out of here then. You don't work here no more, you son of a bitch. I'm the fucking boss, not you. At any rate, here we go. I think it is something we can get used to. You want to bet? Inslee said, because we care about others around us. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. It's a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie. I mean, every fucking thing they're going to throw at you. Like I said, look at the TV. I mean, if you can stand to look at the son of a bitch. And all the masks, I got my mask. Oh, buy this mask here, they got this mask here. This one's got copper mask. 6 feet, 6 feet, 6. Shove it up your ass. We're not going to do it. We're going to live like we've always fucking lived. And you can take your phony fucking virus and shove it up your phony fucking ass. You're not going to fucking control us, and you're not going to divert our attention away from the fact you've stole $9 trillion more fucking dollars from us, you dirty cocksuckers, and turned it over to you. It's not just the fucking filthy rich in this country. It's around the world. It is the international fucking criminal cabal, the fucking international corporate mafia. Just handing it to him, taking our fucking wealth and handing it to him, removing our wealth without due process of the law like they think they're going to tell us. You're going to stay in your house. No due process of the law. You're going to wear a mask. No due process of the law. No order from any fucking common law fucking jury. You're going to wear a mask. No, I'm fucking not, you cocksucker. No due process of the law. Your fucking orders are fucking null and void. They are treasonous in their essence, and you fucking know it. And this, instead of us going after that obvious fucking thing, we're fucking playing games with, by even reading like shit like this fucking mass shit. The answer is no. Go ahead, Katie. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I was at HEB today, just a little ago. Bad echo. Anyway, there was a lady standing out there sanitizing the carts, you know, with a big pump sprayer. Well, I grabbed a cart, and the whole thing was sopping freaking wet. I'm like, what? God, I don't even want to touch this stuff. I mean, they're going to kill us with all the disinfectant. So I marched back out there and said, look, I don't want to sanitize cart. She goes, oh, that's our policy. I said, I don't care. I want a germy cart. I said, I'm going to go get one of those. She goes, well, you have to go get one out in the parking lot. So I marched out there, and I went to the head of all of where the baskets were parked, and I grabbed one that she had, and they're dripping wet.
Uh-huh.
It's like, God, it's pissing me off. And you walk around H&B, and they're, oh, keep your distance, you know, wash your hands like you're freaking 3 years old. I'm like, God, and they're wiping everything down. They hired extra people to just wipe down the handles when you go by and touch. It's like, God. Everyone's freaking out.
Not everyone's freaking out. What you're seeing is what we want to see. Listen, what we want to see is this, because they're starting to do more and more outrageous things because the lie will not fucking sell. Goebbels is wrong. He didn't count on the internet or the fact that fucking people who have lived free just aren't going to stop living free all of a sudden. Like, I mean, they didn't have no goddamn freedom like they were supposed to. But now you're trying to train them like fucking dogs, and they can fucking see it, and they don't fucking like it. So that when you see this shit, when I see them up in the ante here, just like this shit here, this, oh, we're going to make it mandatory or this or that, they're desperate because the lie is not selling. They are fucking losing the fucking game, man. That's why they're letting these fucking gangs, that's what it is, too. It's fucking anarchy gangs. They're letting them fucking just do any goddamn thing they want, tear up anything they fucking want, fuck with anybody they want. But sooner or later, they're going to fuck with the wrong people. If the people, they say, okay, the cops are gone, then they should be gone. Because there is no fucking lawful fucking authority for them to be here. But we, the people, we have the authority to take our fucking guns and go into the streets and fucking, and put the fucking law down. Until we can walk our streets in peace and be left the fuck alone. These son of a bitches that are blocking the roads and shit, they are impeding my fucking right to travel freely. I got a right to blast them out of the fucking way if they think that they can just fucking block the goddamn road on me. And they better fucking, people better start thinking about it in those fucking terms. That is a violation of your Bill of Rights. They are seizing you when they do that. And you have the right to fucking, resist without whatever force is necessary. And that's what you better
be. Yeah, I
gotta
tell you something real quick too, Henry. Just came to mind was, I was talking to a gal I met at a local farmer's market store. Anyway, it's a new thing in town. But anyway, I told her, we were talking about stuff going on. I said, hey, how about, they're seizing you to stop, look at your receipt at Walmart. She goes, oh yeah, I know that guy. That's Jeff. And I said, is he that, it was the same guy. I said, yeah, two times I went through that line, and finally I just said, no way. And she's telling me, we were talking, and he was saying, boy, the people really don't like this, having to stop and show the receipt. He said, they ought to see what's coming. And she moved her hands like on the sides of her body about 6 inches away, and she went up and down, like this full-on, walk through and get radiated or something. Uh-huh. And he said, they're going to know everything.
No, they're not. I mean, that's what...
I know.
I'd love for people to try to tell me what they're going to fucking do. Well, get to doing it. And so that's what I got to say to him. Get the fucking doing it. So we can get to doing what we need to fucking do. Because I'm not going to allow it.
Neither am I. And when I was in town today, I ran into some people I know at Tractor Supply, and they're like, if you're going to HEB, it's mandatory. You have to wear a mask. I said, uh-uh. I said, where'd you hear that? She goes, oh, it's all over the radio. And we listen to the local radio. And I was like, really? Okay, well, I had to go to HEB, so I marched in there. I left the car running, my daughter in the car. I went in there and said, are you mandating masks? She goes, well, no, it's highly recommended right now. And I said, oh, okay, well, good. Because, you know, anyway, then I went on with the basket thing, and it was drenching wet. But, you know, they're talking, you got to wear a mask.
Just like this mandatory shit, they have already announced on mainstream television that they do not have the authority to mandate anything from the people, and they don't. Only a court order. Goddamn, don't anybody ever remember what court orders are? That's the only way you can make anybody do anything. And that court order has to come from a common law jury. I'm an American national. I want my goddamn Bill of Rights. I want that fucking ratified law enforced as it is written. And I will have it. That being said, we're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Let me tell you something. No, I don't want to get you uptight. But give me a hand, a corner, and you can't find no way out. Don't look around for no help.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny, and Henry Shively. I'm Henry Shively. It's time for the Tactical Report. So I'm turning this over to John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. John, you got it.
Okay, Henry. Thank you very much, as always. All right, let's get moving. I am John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is the Tactical Report, and it is Wednesday, June 24th, 2020, at 15:39 Eastern Daylight Time. And that's 3:39 to all you civilians out there. All right, let's get moving. We got a couple of interesting things to cover, including an email that was sent to Henry, and Henry was kind enough to forward it to me, basically stating I had no idea what I was talking about when it came to Bitcoin. All right, so we're going to get that out in a minute. Let's just cover the financial markets real quick because it is a fraud. It is a con. It is a mechanism of wealth theft. That's largely what the stock market is. And that doesn't mean you can't make a few dollars here and there, you know, as a day trader, but that's not where the real money is made. No, no, it's that high frequency trading where they take millions of dollars out of the market every day. You know, if you're a stock market trader, what they call a day trader, hell, if you make $1,000 or a few thousand dollars a day, you think you did pretty good. Well, you got nothing on JP Morgan or Goldman Sachs where they extract millions of dollars every single day. And that's the main purpose of it. Right now, we've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average at 25,491. It is down 664 points. It was down 666 just a little while ago. Oh, their favorite satanic number. The U.S. Zala Index is at 97%. Remember, that's not a measure of purchasing power. That is simply a measure of the U.S. Zala. Remember, there is no such thing as a U.S. dollar. It's a Federal Reserve note, a certificate of enslavement by the international Zionist Jews who want to institute global slavery. That's what international communism is. The U.S. Zala Index simply reflects the value of the U.S. dollar against a basket of six other currencies. And right now at 97%, that means they're all devaluing at pretty much the same rate. Crude oil is at $37.96 a barrel. It is down $2.41. So it was up just about the $40 mark. In fact, I think I checked this morning. It was over the $40 mark just barely, but it's pulled back a little bit, which is actually good news for us. Now, they always talk about, oh, this is terrible. The price of oil is way down. Oh, that's no good for any of us. Yeah, that's great for all of us, except the oil producers. So cheap energy is always a good thing when you're paying for energy. Going on. Bitcoin. Now, this was the heart of the contention that was sent to Henry. And let's take a quick look at it. Right now it's at $9,316. It's down a whopping $318 today alone. Now, you see, real money doesn't fluctuate like that. Now, I'm going to get back to this in a minute. I want to go through a couple other items, and then we're going to get back to Bitcoin. But I did want you to see where it is. And if you click on it, if you go to Kitco, K-I-T-C-O, K-I-T-C-O, Kitco, it's one of these financial sites, and they have all kinds of indices on it. And cryptocurrencies is one of them. It has a window. It has, in fact, it has Bitcoin. Let's see, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, Monero, Ripple, and Dash, and there are others. In fact, if I remember right, the last count is there's like a couple of thousand different cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin, of course, is simply the most well-known. However, it doesn't mean it's the only one that's used as a cryptocurrency. Ethereum's probably close to the next one used most widely, although its value is only about $234. And remember, they're measuring it against the U.S. dollar. It's not that it's money in and of itself. It's not. So we're going to get back to that in a minute. A couple of things I want to cover real quick. Over in Investment Watch blog, Investment Watch blog. Now, this is interesting. The far left admits they are trying to overthrow the U.S. Well, I think that's classified as treason and sedition. And yet these people aren't being arrested. They're getting out there, and they're openly stating it in video. It's not like you got to ask them to even repeat it. If we took them to a trial process, you would simply play the video of them admitting it. And what is they saying here? It's saying, this is not a riot. this is a revolution. And that's a quote directly from them. Let me see here. Demanding justice. Okay. I want to see what that quote, if I could get that quote. Will you die for me? I will fight and die for every single one of you, one of the organizers says. Will you die for me? Yes, said the crowd. Yes, this is not a peaceful protest. So if you came out here for a peaceful protest, you missed it. We're done being peaceful. I think them fighting words, people. I don't know about you, but it sounds to me like they're trying to overthrow the few shards of the republic that we have left here. Remember, it's already largely commutized in this country. It really is. The Bill of Rights is ignored. The Constitution is largely ignored. So what they're really trying to do is just fully embrace and institute this international communism. That's really what they're trying to do. And we're going to meet that challenge. All right, that was just one interesting one. I just wanted to see. These people are just admitting it. They're just coming right out. They're not even trying to mask their actions. They're not even trying to play word games. They're saying, this is not a riot, this is a revolution. Now, here's an interesting one in that vein. This is over in, let me get up to the top here, Before It's News. And remember, Before It's News, this is kind of the website equivalent or the internet equivalent of the National Enquirer. Remember that rag you used to see in the magazine rack at the checkout counter of the supermarket? You know, my husband is a space alien wearing human skin, stuff like that. Elvis is alive and well, working in a Burger King in Tennessee. You know, those kind of stories. But every now and then they got some interesting articles, perfectly legitimate ones, which is a surprising mix. But that's the only way you can get people to ingest or to even buy any of the bullshit is you've got to mix a little bit of the truth in. Even if it's just 1% or 0.5% and it's 99% pure bullshit, you got to mix a little bit, tiny bit of truth in there. Otherwise, it's too obvious that it's all complete bullshit. Well, that's pretty obvious anyway. But over here in Before It's News, here's an interesting one. Video. There's no limit to what's next. It's an attempt to change the national identity. And this is from a Venezuelan activist issues warning on current leftist revolution in America. Now, this is somebody who has seen what is going to occur in this country if we allow it to continue, because they have already gone through that process in Venezuela. She understands what has happened, what is happening, and she's trying to warn Americans, look, don't allow this to happen, because this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to institute this universal slavery called communism. And her name is Elizabeth Rogalini Otolia, and I'm not sure I'm saying that right, but there's a video of her, very attractive girl, but her message is to stop this in its tracks now before it progresses any further, because she's already seen it happen in her country, in Venezuela. You know, that very, very rich country, loaded with natural resources, timber, lots of land, lots of water, lots of minerals in the ground, and yet most of the people are starving. Fat is what happens when you allow international communism to take over your country. You could be the richest country in the world, period, bar none, in all of human history, and you're still going to starve to death, because that's their objective. All right, so let's get going here. Let's pull out this email. Now, this is an email that was sent to Henry, and Henry sent it to me. In fact, he responded in a typical Henry Shively fashion, which I always loved. You know, if Henry doesn't like what you got to say, he'll just tell you, well, look, if you don't like what we talk about or what we say in the radio show, well, you know, shove it up your ass and go somewhere else. But let's see here. Let's just take one comment. I'm not going to read the whole email. It says, JD doesn't know shit about Bitcoin. Well, let's just stop right there. In fact, I think I have said Bitcoin is nothing more than a mathematical algorithm, a computer program, a computer algorithm. In fact, I'm pretty sure those were almost the exact words I've said every time I've talked about Bitcoin. Bitcoin is not money. It's not currency, although it is used as currency. But then again, you can use seashells as currency, can't you? Because that has been done in the past. In fact, beans have been used as money. Seashells and other kinds of bizarre objects that we would never even think of using as money or currency at this time. But they have been used in the past. And so Bitcoin is just one of those new fads, because the technology allows it to be used as a means of exchange through the electronic media. Now, let's go over here and let's take a quick look. Let's get a definition. What is Bitcoin? And this is a Bitcoin definition by Investopedia. I guess that's kind of the investment version of Wikipedia, Commipedia. Bitcoin is a digital or virtual currency created in 2009 that uses peer-to-peer technology to facilitate instant payments. Under that is an explanation. Each Bitcoin is basically a computer file. Okay, I think that's exactly what I said Bitcoin is. It's a computer file. It's an algorithm. Now, let's take a quick look and contrast that against what is money. Well, you've got two different aspects of money. Number one is the functions of money, and number two is the characteristics of money. Kind of like saying when you have a car, a car has certain functions, but then there are certain things that are characteristics that allow you to identify a car as being a car. Same thing. So let's take a quick look at this. Three functions of money. Number one, it's a medium of exchange. That is, I can take something in my hand, give it to somebody else, and they're going to give me what they had in their hand in exchange for that money. That's a medium of exchange, and we do it every day. It's a measure of value. Well, we do that every day, too. You can walk up, maybe you're looking at that new car sitting on the dealer's lot there, and you're thinking to yourself, well, I don't know, $30,000 is quite a bit for that. I don't know if I want to spend that much money in a car. But in the end, you are using it as a measure of value. That's the process right there. When they say measure of value, that is you using, facilitating that ideology, that notion. What is the value in terms of this stuff, money, that I have to work for? And number three, and this is where money and currency differ widely, and in fact are completely opposite to each other, money is a store value. That is, if I took a 1 ounce gold bar out of the pyramids, you know, it was buried with one of the pharaohs, a 1 ounce gold bar. Let's just say they measured in our current ounce, which is actually the troy ounce, which is actually slightly heavier than a regular ounce. I believe a troy ounce is like 29 or 30 grams, whereas a regular regular ounce is something like 28 some point something grams. I don't remember the exact numbers. But a troy ounce and a regular ounce are slightly different. A troy ounce is slightly heavier, and that's what precious metals are measured in, troy ounce. But let's say we found a gold coin in the pyramid used by the pharaohs 5,000 years ago, and it happened to weigh exactly one troy ounce. Well, 5,000 years ago, what did that 1 ounce coin of gold get you? Well, it probably bought you a really fabulous robe, because that's kind of what they wore, a nice sash, a belt for it, a sash, and probably maybe a nice scarf of some kind, and maybe a great set of really high-end moccasins or sandals, because that's typically what people wore, right? They didn't have shoes like we have today. Something close, but not exactly what we have today. So you can buy yourself a really great, nice robe, dress robe, and maybe a nice sash, what we would call a belt, maybe a great set of sandals. And what will a 1 ounce coin or a 1 ounce bar of gold get you today? One troy ounce of gold. Well, it'll buy you a really well-tailored suit. It'll buy you a nice shirt and tie. And it'll probably buy you a nice set of leather shoes. Pretty similar, not exactly the same as what they were wearing back there in ancient Egypt. But in practical terms, that would be pretty much the same. Now, what's a function of currency? It doesn't have a store of value. A currency is a mechanism of purchasing power theft through the process of inflation. Now, they don't tell you that. They don't tell you that in school. And when you get paid in your weekly paycheck or biweekly or once a month, whatever it is you get paid, it doesn't come on your check. By the way, if you cash this in and you take currency, or when you cash it and you put it in your bank account, the digital version of it, the government's slowly stealing purchasing power from you. Every single hour, every single minute, every single second of every single day, the government is stealing some of that purchasing power from you through the process called inflation. Now, you can't do that with real money, with real gold. There's no way to do that, because once that 1 ounce gold is in your hand, well, by definition, it's in your hand. There's no way to steal some of the purchasing power from it. Okay, sorry about that. I should know better than to leave the phone on. All right, so let's go on. That's the functions of money. Now let's get into the characteristics of money. There are five. There are three functions of money: medium of exchange, measure of value, store of value. Whereas the three functions of currency, medium of exchange, that's the same, measure of value, at least in a temporal sense, meaning as I look at it today and tomorrow and next week, that might be the same, but 10 years from now, my valuations won't be the same, that's for sure, because currency loses value over time. And then, of course, the third function of currency is it allows the government to steal purchasing power from you, which is exactly the opposite of money. Money holds the purchasing power for you. Five characteristics of money. DDDFP. DDDFP. Divisible, durable, difficult, fungible, and portable. Divisible. That means a half ounce. If I had 1 ounce of bar of gold and I had a half ounce, well, a half ounce will be exactly worth half of what a 1 ounce bar of gold is worth. It's not like a car tire. If I cut a car tire in half, guess what? It's worthless. It's not equal to half of a car tire. What I now have is junk. So there are some things you can divide up, and it has an exact amount of value based on how many parts you divided it into. But you can't do that with everything. And, of course, like my car tire example is just one example, but there's a lot of examples. You can take a 1 ounce gold bar, cut it in half, and that half ounce is worth exactly one half of 1 ounce. Take a car tire, cut it in half, guess what? It's garbage. Durable. Gold is probably one of the most durable substances used for money in all of human history. Other things are almost as durable, but nothing is quite as durable as gold. Gold is actually just the best all-around medium to use for something that you want to be able to retain its form, its shape, and its usefulness for not just a week or a month or a year, but maybe a century, maybe a millennium, or like the pharaohs, 5,000 years ago, they put that gold in there with the pharaohs. Well, guess what? When you take it out of the pyramids now, it still looks exactly the same, except maybe it's got some dust and dirt on it, but it looks exactly the same. And it is the same. It's the same quality as when it was put in that pyramid with the pharaoh 5,000 years ago. Another characteristic, difficult. Gold is very difficult to mine. In fact, it's considered a very, very limited resource on the earth here, in the earth. It's very difficult to mine. You've got to first off go get some property rights. Then you've got to determine where the gold is on that property. Then you've got to bring in a whole bunch of mining equipment. And whenever you mine for gold, it usually requires quite a bit of water. So normally you've got to have a water resource nearby. Then you've got to go digging. Then you've got to crunch all that stuff up so that you can get down to a fine powder, an ore. And then you've got to refine the ore, extract all the useful stuff, including especially the gold. And then you've got to get rid of all that extra stuff that you didn't want, the tailings, they call it. So it's a very difficult and expensive process to make even a single ounce of gold. Number one, it's fungible, DDDFP. Fungible, meaning 1 ounce of 99.99% gold is just as equivalent to any other 1 ounce bar of 99.99% ounce of gold anywhere on the planet. It is fungible. It is interchangeable with any other bar of gold that is of equal weight and purity. And, of course, it's portable. Well, 1 ounce bar of gold isn't very difficult to carry. In fact, you can put it right in your pocket and even forget it's there. So it's very, very portable. Going on. Five characteristics of currency. Well, it's divisible also. It's durable. Well, that's debatable. Certainly a $1 bill is semi-durable, but you know what? You put a match to it, poof, it's going to burn instantly. So it's really not that durable. Some people try and make the argument that currencies are durable, even like the coins we have. Well, coins are fairly durable. It's similar. They're metal, so they're actually kind of durable. But certainly paper currency is not. Now, here's the chief difference. Money, gold and silver, is difficult to produce. That is difficult to dig out of the earth. It is difficult to refine. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of work, a lot of effort. Whereas currency is very easy to make, and this is the chief difference. Currency is now made with just a keystroke of a computer. They're both fungible and they're both portable. You have dollars in your pocket, that's easy to carry, so it's portable, and it's fungible. If you have a $10 bill, you can get two $5 bills, which is worth half of the $10 bill, but if you have two of them, two $5 bills is equal to the 10. So it is somewhat fungible too. No question about it. But the chief difference is real money is very difficult to produce. Currency is extremely easy. In fact, there's nothing easier to produce than currency. So now let's get into this notion of Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a computer algorithm. It has 21 million solution sets. And when you find the solution set, they call it a Bitcoin. But in the end, you got to have a sophisticated computer. Unless you're going to carry your computer around with you or your little iPhone or your smart device. So that's not very durable. You drop a computer, you drop your iPhone, especially if you get it wet. Guess what? It's not going to work anymore. And you would say, well, that's not the Bitcoin. That's just the device that I can use to access my Bitcoin. You're right, but you can't access your Bitcoin without a computer. You have to have a computer or some type of personal digital device. There's no other way to do that. And in the end, Bitcoin is nothing more than a zero or a one in a computer memory. That's all it is. It's a mathematical algorithm with a limited number of solution sets, and people use it like currency, and it does have that benefit. You can buy a Bitcoin, and then you can pay for something in Bitcoin on the other side of the planet by sending it electronically. It can be around on the other side of the planet, literally at the speed of light, and the whole transaction is completed. Normally, they said something like 20 minutes. I've never done a Bitcoin transaction, but they said it can occur. It takes about 20 minutes for the Bitcoins to clear and check against the other wallets, they call them, to make sure that there's no hanky-panky stuff going on. So for that, in that regard, it is convenient, but that convenience does not make it money. It is gambling. And if you want to see what kind of gambling it is, go over to Kitgo, go down to the cryptocurrency section, look at Bitcoin, and pull up the one-year chart, pull up the five-year chart, and look at how it zigzags up and down, up and down, up and down, because the values are being manipulated like anything else. Anyway, I wanted to address that. Yeah, I'm just looking at the email here. There's a couple other things in there which I'm not even going to touch on. So I just wanted to address it because this guy went all up in arms about, I don't know anything about Bitcoin. Well, look, I didn't invent Bitcoin. I don't use Bitcoin, and I never will use Bitcoin. But if I really wanted to gamble, maybe I'd put a little money in there, but I would also do it with the same thinking process that I put money in a slot machine on. Maybe it's going to pay off. Maybe it's not. At least with Bitcoin, you can be sure that if you put money in it and you try and take it back out later that day, maybe you'll get most of your money back. Maybe you'll make a little money on it. But even let's take today. If you had bought some Bitcoin this morning, you already lost $300 on it by this afternoon. So there's no guarantee, even if you try and jump in and out of Bitcoin, that you won't lose some money pretty quickly. Anyway, that's it for me. So unless there's any questions or comments, I'm going to hand this back to my friend, my mentor, and my fellow patriot, Henry Shively. Going once. One twice. All right, on you, Henry.
Well, I have a comment, John. You were talking. Okay. You said that it comes down to Bitcoin as a file. A Bitcoin as a file. Now, I can take a bar of gold and I can make a circuit board and put it in a goddamn satellite and launch it into space. And I mean, I can make a ring out of it. I can fucking I can make circuit boards for or circuits for machines like the C-scans and what might have you. I can build things out of that piece of gold. Can you build anything out of that fucking file?
You can buy things. You can use it to exchange for things that have been built, but in and of itself, no. What are you going to do? It's a file. That's it. It's an idea that's been trapped on a computer board in the form of a zero or a one.
So sitting there by itself, it's worthless. I can't even plug a hole with it.
No, you can't. And let's take the case of Zimbabwe. 2007, in the beginning of the year, a Zimbabwe dollar would actually buy you something. By the end of the year, they were issuing the $100 trillion note, which was completely and absolutely worthless, but at least you had the paper to wipe your butt with.
Exactly. That was my comment. And we're past the hour, but I'm going to throw this in there. Colorado adopts mandatory vaccine for children. This is from Global Research. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com, and this is where the fight's coming in. While a Sunday afternoon may not seem an appropriate time for a legislative body to accept witness testimony or to conduct its legislative business unless there is a clear intent to limit public participation, that kind of strategy has a way of boomeranging with a loss of public trust and confidence. Yet the Democrats, and it's always the Democrats, it's not just the Democrats and plus, there ain't no goddamn bit of difference in them. That's so you can have a side to choose so that we can shoot each other so that we're no longer a threat to their international communism. Democrats had an intense legislative urge to codify Senate Bill 163 with as little public input as possible. The Dems control both houses of the General Assembly as well as the governor's mansion, thereby controlling the state's entire legislative agenda. So fucking what? They can legislate nothing that violates the Ninth Article, which gives them power to deny a right. And that goes for the states, too, because it says it right there in the Tenth Article. So fucking what? What the Democrats were not conducting on or counting on was Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on his way to becoming a national icon. Oh, you betcha, boy. Here comes another fucking white knight on a fucking charger who arrived to testify against SB 163. He was allotted 2 minutes to address the committee. What else the Dems were not counting on was a last-minute rally attended by 3,000 outside the Capitol that Sunday afternoon. Kennedy quoted one of the Democratic members of the committee who told the media, "If we can't get a vaccination bill passed during a pandemic, then we'll never get it passed." And you're pissing up a wet rope, you son of a bitch. You have no fucking authority. You're committing treason and sedition, suggesting that you do have the fucking authority to fucking force vaccinate any motherfucking, because see, you'd have to, before you could get an order that was lawful to an American national, you'd have to file in the common law court as an individual, and then it'd have to be a criminal cause, or it'd have to be a civil cause. If it was a criminal cause, then you'd have to get an indictment from the grand jury, and then you'd have to go through the hassle of that fucking jury trial. And you could only one that could give that order. The only one that could give that order is I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's for the children, don't you know? Family court and all that.
All their phony fucking courts don't make a goddamn bit of difference. We have the law, and the law says what you're doing is you're seizing me under the Fourth Article. You're seizing me without due process of the law. You are doing so without due process of the law. See, this is what they want rid of, people. They cannot have international communists with due process of the law. Because the people have to fucking call the shots. The people are the final check and balance. And we're at the point where we're supposed to be checking and balancing this shit. That's why the courts had to be the first thing to be removed.
Even if the jury said you had to do it, it'd still be cruel and unusual punishment.
You could charge every person on the jury with that, and we'd have us some more fucking goddamn things at another level, in the next fucking district, next jurisdiction, the next higher jurisdiction, a state jurisdiction, and you could have every one of them fucking hung for fucking treason and sedition for not following the law, because the law requires that there is a cause. The law requires a victim. And the law requires that due process of the fucking law be followed. And unless I am proved guilty of a crime, or that I have damaged someone's property and they can show that damage, the common law jury has no choice but to fucking acquit me. And then whatever I counterfile for the harassment, for the notion that you could fucking tell me I have to take a shot, that you could invade my body, that you could seize me, I'll take every fucking thing you got. Or I might charge you criminally for sedition and treason and have your ass hung. What we got to remember, people, is the only order that can be given to an American national has to come from a common law jury. After every aspect of the procedural due process has been met. Not before. You don't take the guns and then give the judicial process. That ain't how it fucking works. That's called treason. That's called sedition. What they just did in Colorado is they just fucking just, well, I'm declaring myself a fucking king. I'm saying I have the authority. Though you cannot show me that authority. Because anything you show me would be in violation of the Ninth Article and the Tenth Article, and you fucking know it. You, I mean, it's completely ignoring the only law in this goddamn country. And the thing is, the majority of the fucking people are fucking against this shit, and they fucking know it. It's just like, you know, like this COVID thing I'm talking about, like, you know, the Goebbels and the lie. Tell the lie. It's a lie. But every time they say it, you say it's a lie. We will not fucking bend on this. You come to give me a shot, I'll give you a fucking shot. That's how it's gonna fucking happen. You fucking say you have the authority. I know I got the goddamn authority. I got the goddamn authority to defend my rights under force majeure when the courts have been removed and when the fucking government has been subverted. I have the right as an individual to defend my individual rights with whatever force I deem necessary. And that's whatever force it fucking takes. And that's what you people better remember. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And as for the guy, you know, that's another thing he had in his email, you know, how you're going to enforce. You're going to enforce it by enforcing your own fucking rights. That's how you're going to do it. What we all should have been doing from the get-go. Even if it come down to dying for it. That's what the goddamn original people who fucking founded this country. They put the liberty before their lives. And that's what we have to do. And we have to enforce it as individuals because what was supposed to be a government that was under our absolute control has been subverted by international Zionism and been turned into an aristocracy, a dictatorship, a monarch with a fucking Jewish king. And I'm not gonna be no fucking subject to no Jewish king. I am a free man under that fucking ratified absolute fucking law that they're not gonna talk about. It's just like we just keep coming back to asset forfeiture. The fifth article says you shall not be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. Are they doing it? Yes, they fucking are. They're violating the fucking Bill of Rights. Millions of violations per day. That's what's wrong with this country. That's where the misery is. And then you got the goddamn anarchists. Let's all be anarchists and be fucking stupid futs and act like that you can have a fucking society without fucking rules, without law, without real law, without equal law on an equal playing field, without rights, without goddamn, you know, these are natural rights. I mean, if these are the rights you are born with, you're born with them. They can't be removed from you. You can't give them away. They are unalienable. And when somebody tries to take them from them, you got to look back to the people who fucking died, and I mean clear down to 14 fucking years old, to give you those written fucking instructions that is the fucking law of this land, that is the ratified fucking law. That is law. That is the supreme law. And if you don't enforce it, by God, they will put that 40 caliber fucking hollow point in your fucking stupid ass head after they disarm you. And you got, and as far as these fuckers on the streets now, they are pita. I've seen them. Oh, the big crowd of 2,000 or 3,000. Fuck them. The rest of the city, wipe them out in what, fucking 10 minutes? Completely fucking kill every fucking one of them. These anarchists, you want to be an anarchist? We're going to give you some fucking law, you cocksucker. We're going to show you why you can't be a fucking anarchist. Because there is fucking law. And the law is designed to protect the freedom and liberty of each, every, and every individual equally. It's the only fucking time it's ever existed that the people had the fucking sovereignty of a king. And, oh, I want to be an anarchist and do what I'm going to be. I'll run around with a rag on my face and a shotgun and say that the cops can't come in. The cops, of course, the cops can't even exist. But what you want is even fucking worse. You want fucking gangs running this country like they do in Africa. You wanted that Nelson Mandela horse shit where you put a fucking tire down around somebody and pour gasoline on them because of their fucking color of their skin, you racist motherfuckers. You want to talk about racism? Anyways, fucking don't take this shit, people. The way you fucking, the way it's done is you fucking, you better be prepared to put your fucking liberty above your life and fucking enforce it with the fucking second article because that's what you're supposed to be doing. And that is The Word from the Trenches.